This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jamie is with us. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We were talking last night because hopefully we're going to see each other this weekend. And we talked a little bit about the fires. But I think when you have such a major story like this, and then you have another major story and another major story, that unless you're living in the area, it doesn't come up. And I don't blame people for that. You have your own life. You have your kids, you have your job, so it doesn't come up. If somebody was driving around L.A. right now, and in particular in the area, Jamie, where it was just devastated by the fires, what would they see?
Well, so, I mean, the interesting thing is, like, PCH, where the Palisades fire is, you still cannot drive. There's a huge section still shut down. So, you know, the impacts ripple here in Los Angeles. So with having that shut down, I will just tell you traffic on the 405, the 101, some of the other freeways, there's an extra, I think I read the other day, up to 100,000 cars on those roadways that would normally use the PCH. So there's that. But I have driven in the fire zones. The Eden Fire area has been a little bit more, they've opened up things a little bit more, but, you know, it's devastating. Like I was talking actually with my colleague at CBS News, Jonathan Vigliotti, about that this weekend. You know, my husband was there, and Jonathan and I have both been in the fire zones and just how devastating it is. And yep. Where things have, everything, little things too, like the grocery store is gone, the little mom and pop shop, the cafe that, you know, we used to eat at, all that stuff just gone. You know, and my husband said to Jonathan, like, oh, you know, part of me wants to see it and part of me doesn't. And Jonathan looked right at him and said, you don't want to see it. You just don't. It's, you think about just the, you know, the community, the people's lives, how much they've changed. I can tell you even, you know, I've said this before, like in certain neighborhoods, you've got new people. You know, so it's not just the fire zone areas that have changed. It's communities across Los Angeles that now have, you know, new populations of people, roadways impacted, all those types of things. It's going to be a big challenge here for quite some time.
You know, some of these areas were affluent areas, but not all. And for the individuals who have some money, it's still incredibly devastating. You know, that the feelings, your belongings, that matters every bit as much, no matter what your wealth status is. But if you
I do have to say, here in Los Angeles, too, you do have to, you know, I think about some of it is generational wealth, but it's people who, like, fled Iran. you know, or fled other wars that were able to come over here and make something of themselves. So I don't think, you know, people think it's like, oh, it's celebrities, it's this, it's that. It's even some of the people who are quote unquote wealthy, you know, they're the ones who started thriving businesses that employed a lot of people, you know.
Yes, for sure.
I don't like playing that game of, you know, it's.
Yeah. And that wasn't where I was going. Part of what I was saying is I don't even know how those folks are automatically find a place to stay if they have affluence, let alone others who saw their life turned upside down and don't have the automatic extra income to stay at the hotel for day after day after day, week after week after week. I don't know where so many of these people are living right now.
Well, I have to tell you, well, some people are still staying with friends. I have a friend in Culver City who took in a family, and she, that family doesn't know when they're going to be getting out. The biggest problem we actually have here, and it's something that people should think about, is our rental population. So homeowners who have been able to file with their insurance companies and the county for certain aid, are able to take that aid and secure hotel rooms or temporary housing or a rental. And they're going to be looked at a lot of times by landlords as a more secure option to rent to because they did own a home, right? But with our rental population, a lot of people, they can't apply for the same types of things as the homeowner. They're not going to be getting lump sum payments from an insurance company. And now they're competing for housing with people who have lost their homes that they owned. So it's one of those things. It's every... Like I said, there's a ripple effect. Each facet of this, there's a ripple effect, too, you know?
For sure. And let me think about the folks who employ so many other people and then the ripple effect it has on them. It just trickles down in just a myriad of ways.
Well, I can't tell you how many texts I've gotten from friends that said, hey, does anyone need a dog walker? Does anyone need a nanny? Does anyone need a housekeeper? You know, because, you know, this person lost 5 clients. This person lost 12 clients. You know, I mean, it's you're absolutely right. And I've witnessed that and been part of conversations firsthand about that.
Jamie Ukas is with us here on CCO on a Tuesday. Clearly, you have some political differences between the president and the governor.
You think?
And it seemed, just a little bit. But I will say this. It seems like Newsom has, since even with the visit and even when other governors have been more critical of Trump, that he's held back more. And I've wondered if this is just the tie to try to get money to California because Trump and Speaker Johnson were trying to tie this to voter ID and other issues. Where is that battle at? I don't even remember that being a part of the conversation in Congress. Maybe it's just caught up in so many other things, but how much conversation is taking place about that?
To be honest, in the Los Angeles area, there's more conversation about the mayor's office and the Los Angeles Fire Department chief who lost her job. Like today she's, you know, in front of the city council trying to get her job back. There's some articles today about the mayor of what she knew, what her staff knew, in terms of, you know, she took that trip to Ghana. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of fixation, I think, locally on the local leaders, whereas, you know, when President Trump visited here, there was conversation about Governor Newsom because he met him at the airport. You know, he did the little, they shook hands, smiled before the cameras, and Newsom was really at that time talking about how, you know, they really, we all need to play ball if this is going to, you know, if we're going to get federal recovery assistance. So I'm sure it plays out. The interesting thing is, like, this morning with doing a local morning show, the bigger headline this morning was that Governor Newsom has actually asked all state employees to be back in the office 4 days a week. So, which is, you know, interesting considering, you know, that's been a contentious issue in some political circles with Donald Trump, you know, asking federal employees to come back to the office full time. So, you know, there are little things like that, that it's not just the fires, but, you know, people are going like, oh, interesting. Newsom kind of.
Sure.
Is that in alignment? Is that what, like.
Yeah.
What it is that kind of thing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Newsom is playing the long game with Trump here. I really do. I think he's wary of the money. He doesn't want to get into all the back and forth. Now, if he runs, then he will. And God knows the way Trump's talking, he might be running against him a little bit. What is the what's the perception in L.A. about Newsom and his push to get the state workers back?
You know, it's, I have to be honest, like, Newsom is just a polarizing figure, even in Los Angeles, even with it being a very Democratic area. And that's, I think that just speaks to kind of where we're at as a country when you saw what played out in the November elections, even here locally in Los Angeles, that people pay attention to, like, the attorney's race here, the district attorney's race here, you know, where we now have Nathan Hochman and we had George Gascon, and Gascon was very, you know, was really releasing people from prisons and lessening sentences. And now Nathan Hochman is tough on crime. And I think when it comes to Newsom, you know, there are certain aspects that people really want his feet to be held to the fire and they want to see different action from him. And then there's other things that, you know, I think maybe where you think Newsom's playing the long game, I think there's some people who lean a little bit more conservatively who see it as disingenuous, maybe.
Right.
Newsom, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Last thing, we haven't talked about your dog lately. How is your new dog?
Sydney. Sydney's the best. She really is the best. She's only she's 11 pounds. I don't think she's going to get much bigger. She was the runt of the litter. She's a tiny dog. She's a Jack Russell, so she's got, like, the biggest personality. She's so sweet. She's, like, so lovable. We call her the mascot of the neighborhood now. Like, everywhere we walk, people are yelling, Sydney. She just bounces when she walks. She's so happy. And I did post a story over the weekend. She loves, on walks, finding sticks and carrying them in her mouth. And like this weekend, she found a stick that was like 3 feet long. So this little 11-pound dog was carrying this 3-foot long stick, and it was hysterical. She's funny.
Dave, this is a dog owner who loves her dog because she's talking about the dog like it's unique that the dog likes to grab sticks. Like, apparently Jamie thinks Sydney is the only dog on the planet who picks sticks.
You gotta just see.
That's what
like,
Dave, is that what you heard?
Giant sticks, and she's 11 pounds. It's so funny.
Yeah. Dave, you know what Jamie told me last night? She wags her tail also when she's happy.
If her tail was 12 feet long, that would be funny, Chad. I think the stick image is humorous.
Yeah.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Exactly. All right. I'll see you on Friday or Saturday. Thank you.
Are you choosing or am I choosing?
We're flex. You pick. We're up to you. I liked your idea of starting to drink at 3:30 a.m. and then doing your show. That seems like the best
that
idea.
That is not true. Not true. Fake news. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you did put 3:30 a.m. initially, and then you realized that.
No, I didn't. No, you just misread my text. It's fine.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Jamie Yuccas, dog lover, and we love having her on right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Hey, Jamie should do this. In fact, there is a stretch lab in Jamie's hometown of Maple Grove. I've been to that one. Let's see. Stretch labs I visited. Maple Grove, Plymouth. Of course, Plymouth, my hometown. Well, not my hometown. My town I live in. Golden Valley's my hometown. The Chanhassen one. Dave, you ever call Chanhassen Channy?
I don't, but many people go that way.
And then the one by Bidet Makoska. I thoroughly enjoy Stretch Lab. I think it was like 2018 or 19, somewhere in there, where I started going to Stretch Lab because I was sick of not feeling right. I was sick of my lack of mobility. And Stretch Lab helps me every single time, including if I'm going to play a little golf or I'm going to play a little pickleball, or I'm going to go for a walk, or just everyday activity. You're better if you go to Stretch Lab. They have trained specialists who work specifically with what your body needs, and you'll feel better once you walk out. How about right now when you go to stretchlab.com, you can get half off your introductory stretch. I guarantee you will feel better. Don't wait. Stretchlab.com.